This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Stanley Parks, P-A-R-K-S, date of birth is 5/19/1943. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Parks with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior right-sided renal artery stenosis with stent, and permanent atrial fibrillation. His last visit was February 25th of last year, 2025. He has lost 12 pounds over the last year, and he did have bilateral inguinal hernia repair done February 12th of this year in Elm Hospital. He recovered very well, and it was a day surgery procedure. Today he's feeling well. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain. He does have a pacemaker defibrillator. It has not discharged, to his knowledge. He has not had any pain. Usually it feels as if he's being stabbed when that occurs, but it has not occurred. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, he is anticoagulated with warfarin. I also want to highlight metoprolol, 150 milligram daily. Norvasc is 10 milligram daily. Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Ranexa, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Isosorbide is 90 milligram daily. He's on Zetia, Lipitor, and Valsartan, 160 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 163 pounds, pulse is 64, and blood pressure is 123/76. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. He has a defibrillator in the left upper chest that is non-tender, no rub. Abdomen is soft without tenderness, and he has 1 to 2+ edema in the ankles bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 2nd, 2026. Creatinine is 1.54. Estimated GFR is 45. Calcium 9.1, sodium 145, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin is 15.6 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting labs every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, permanent atrial fibrillation with extensive coronary artery and vascular disease. He will continue all of his routine medications, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.